Hey, did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Did you almost say Wednesday as
nearly,
well? So did I.
Nearly said Wednesday.
I saw your lips purse to make a W sound.
Woosday.
Yeah.
Did you sleep in on Woos? Yeah, no. It felt like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Felt like
it was a good Wednesday show, but it was obviously done on a Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. It just feels like a Wednesday. It's obviously a Tuesday. This is Tuesday's show. These are things that happen on Tuesday, but it just there's electricity in the air that makes me feel like it is a Wednesday.
Devastating news for Fifth Harmony on this show today.
Yeah, it's how we kick things off. They're going on a hiatus. They are all going to release solo music.
Are they all going to do that? They're all not going into other professions? Or
No, the statement was we're all looking at releasing solo albums.
Oh, so one of them's not going into plumbing or anything like that. They're staying in the music industry.
Well, I mean, they could.
They might.
You know, like you could do music and plumbing.
You could. Singing in the Shower.
That's the name of the album.
Sony, Jim, we talk about them. They've released a new thing called the Mosquito Translator. It's like a helmet you put on. And you and I got connections at Sony, and we managed to get our hands on the ad for this Mosquito Translator.
Awful invention. Great ad, though.
Great
I've got to hand it to the people at Sony. You've come up with a dumb thing that I don't think anyone will buy. But the ad behind it is brilliant.
Once you listen to it, you'll want to buy 10.
And Nath, just wrapping things up, you have to make a confession about the parking police.
Yeah, I flipped a member of the parking inspector fraternity, the bird.
You flipped him off?
Yeah.
Why?
Look,
I
want to get into this again, but I'm apologise. It was a disgusting thing that I did.
So confused. Such an aggressive, like, he's the bird.
And you know what? I'd do it again.
No, you're not doing it again. Enjoy the podcast.
Fifth Harmony. They've announced their hiatus to pursue solo projects. They released a statement on Twitter. Part of it was saying, we've really had one of a hell of a memorable journey together. We can't begin to express our gratitude for y'all coming along with us on the wild ride.
Y'all.
Now, if you're not familiar with Fifth Harmony, they're a Fourth Harmony at the moment because Camila Cabello left them earlier.
Oh, of course. She's done her own thing. Yeah.
So she's out. She's already doing the solo stuff. But the rest of the other four now, who's the favourite of the rest of them, Nath? Out of the other four, who's your favourite?
Sharon.
Sharon, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's her code name. I don't know her actual name, but that's what she calls
You mean Ali?
Yeah, Ali. Ali, yeah.
It got me thinking, because it's quite common, isn't it, you know, when there's, you know, maybe One Direction. There's a band, or especially, you know, those boy groups and girl groups that perform together, and then it gets to the point, it's inevitable. At some point in time, they'll sit down and they go, hey, we're going on a hiatus.
Never stay together. The only exception to that rule, Human Nature. Stay together forever, doing shows in Vegas and loving it.
And some would argue the best band ever.
I mean, if Human Nature isn't your favourite band, wake up yourself.
If you don't think Human Nature is the best band in the world, I'll fire you. Nath, what I was thinking, though, in these moments where the band's together, you know, like an NSYNC or One Direction or Fifth Harmony, and the discussions are happening that, hey, we probably need to go on hiatus, need to focus. Surely there's one person that...
Who wants to stay together.
Just like...
I'm not going to make it on my own.
It's like a debate. There's like, you know, there's like four of these girls and Ali's just going... hey, ladies, can we just think about this?
I've kind of invested in Fifth Harmony. All my assets are in the band.
Things are going really well for me. I've released some music. I just bought a house.
It's really hard to be a drummer by yourself.
Well, the thing, like, in these bands, and I won't speak for Fifth Harmony because I don't know the girls that well enough. A lot of these, they're just singers, you know, they're just vocalists. And they're not even the strongest vocalist in the group.
Yeah.
So to go solo, like they can't do that.
They're freaking out.
They don't have any
skills. They go and join another band? You know what I mean? Like the ones in Destiny's Child who aren't Beyonce. Ali go and join them and be like, hey, guys, you know, you got kicked out, so did I. Let's put this together. It's Destiny's Harmony.
So we
talk about a thief in Melbourne. He's been caught trying to rob a shopping centre after he became stuck in a sliding glass door. They'll get you, those doors. Gotta be careful. Apparently, he was trying to rob a bookstore when he the police were called, so he tried
Robbing a bookstore?
Yeah. I know. Oh, it gets worse. Believe me, it gets worse.
Was he in a shopping centre?
Yeah.
And he chose the bookstore?
And out of all the shops in the shopping centre, he went for the books.
Was he Did he get in to steal something and he got caught on the way out?
So, yeah. So he stole a bunch of books, put them in his backpack, and then when he was trying to run out, he got stuck in the sliding glass doors, you know, the automatic ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But the worst bit is he knew the cops were coming.
No, the worst bit is he's decided to rob a bookstore.
His backpack got stuck in the door.
What?
He could have got away. No, wait.
No, shut up.
He could have got away. He could have got away. But he decided to keep his backpack on.
No, but why? You're missing the whole point. Why rob a bookstore?
No idea.
You're not going to, out of any store, first of all, people don't really buy books these days. I mean, it's all the e-books.
They steal them, apparently.
There's going to be no cash on the premises. So even if you're stealing a book, it's going to be hard to sell a book. What, is he standing in the alleyway in a big jacket with books in his jacket going, hey kids, you want to buy a book?
Unless it was like one of the first editions of Harry Potter. And he knew they had it there, and that's what he was trying to steal.
No one's selling the first edition. This guy, the reason you got caught, mate, is because you stole from a bookstore. Mm. You're the worst thief in the world.
But then to allow the cops to come and get you, but he could have got away. The thing is, this guy could have got away. So yep. Step right, for three bad things about being this thief. The first thing, obviously, he tried to rob a bookstore.
Yeah.
Horrendous. Second thing is, know your surroundings. I mean, glass doors are relatively slow. Our one here at work is relatively slow.
But, I mean, he obviously got into the store.
Yeah, but he could have waited for the doors to open. He's not running in there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like he got caught on the way in. Like, he knew how the door worked. It's a door. And it's not a new door. It's the same door he used to get into the store. The door that he...
And then, on the way out, the door jams his backpack. And he could have got away, but he kept his backpack on. He could have taken it off.
And it was, yeah.
And it was filled with books. They just stole.
You know, there's those books for dummies. It's like computers for dummies, stuff like that. He should have stolen robbing for dummies, breaking in for dummies.
Yeah, he hadn't read it yet though, because he was stuck in the door.
Nathan, right now we have a very special guest in the studio. It's our boss, Sweet Chili Philly.
I'm sure you've had bigger guests than me. How good's that song? I love that song.
That's good. All right, mate, we get it. You know the music.
Thanks for coming in, Phil.
Thanks for inviting me.
No, you don't know why you're here.
No idea.
No. It's to do with money.
God, not a pay rise again. You've only just got here, haven't you?
We're doing our contract negotiations live on the show.
There's no hiding.
Phil, the reason we have got you in, we will mention it, but first off, the nickname, Sweet Chili Philly.
Yeah.
You're not a massive fan of the nickname?
Massive is probably an understatement. No. I don't, but it's started to grow on me. My kids are using it at home, which is disturbing.
Well, you were just telling us earlier this morning.
Good night, Mum. Good night, Sweet Chili Philly.
Pretty much.
You were telling your son Chandler that you're going to be on the show, and what did he say?
He said, oh, what are they going to ask Sweet Chili Philly?
So he's even now like third person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought the nickname because it's my girlfriend Courtney. It's her favourite thing on the show.
Lovely, by the way.
She is. She's lovely. I'm hoping things work out.
You're really batting above your average.
I'm the Don Bradman.
My girlfriend Meg's lovely too.
No, she's awful.
I haven't met her yet. I haven't actually met her yet.
She's not real, Phil.
I'm hot.
Well, look, yeah, Courtney sent me something over the weekend. She took a photo of something and she sent it to me. Mm. And it's to do with your nickname. And look, I've printed out the photo. Nath, there's a copy for you. Now, Nath has already seen this. But there's a copy for you.
No way.
So, Phil, would you like to explain what's in front of you?
It's what do they call it? Harness racing these days.
Yeah.
Not trotting. That's how old I am.
I still call it the trots.
I do.
But yeah, harness racing.
Great. And it's number three, which you're not going to believe. This is actually my favourite number.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. This is destiny then.
and the name of the horse is My Sweet Chili Phil.
Now,
amazing.
I'm only guessing they wanted to go with My Sweet Chili Philly, but they ran out of characters.
Yeah,
because there's not enough spaces there.
Yeah, potentially.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because it's the $1.30 favourite. It won on the weekend.
Yeah.
It's got your favourite number.
Yeah.
We thought the only reasonable thing we could do, because there is this horse, this trot out there called My Sweet Chili Phil. Can we get some money?
You want $1.30? It's all yours.
No, can we get...
$1.30 favourite. It's all yours.
$1.30,
here it is.
No, can we bet? Can we get $10, bet on this horse, and then the winnings we will give to the listeners? We'll do like a little competition.
We'll give it out. It'll go back into the show.
Yeah.
$10?
$10.
Yep, done.
I did not think that was going
to happen. Nathan just said our boss, Sweet Chili, filling in.
Yep.
And we were chatting to him because my girlfriend, Courtney, discovered a horse, a harness, the harness racing. That's where there's like a little man sitting in some wheels behind the horse.
It's like a chariot kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like chariot racing.
Very popular in Rome.
Yeah. That's how Sweet Chili Phil gets to work every morning.
So, yeah, there's this horse called My Sweet Chili Phil, which we found out it's number three, Phil's favourite number. We just found out it's number three. So we asked him on the show. I mean, he didn't know why he was here. No. And you and me were going to be like, we'll ask him for money.
Yeah, we were nervous. We knew it was going
to
be a no.
To bet on the horse and then the winnings we could give out on air. Well, it is a $1.30 favourite last time it ran. So if we put 10 bucks on, we would run $3. But still.
Doesn't matter.
But then he said yes. We went $10.
But straight away.
Yeah, we went $10 because we thought, you know, he just won't give us money.
Well, I thought we were going $10 so then we could come down to $5.
And yeah, it was going to be like, it was going to be a barter system.
Yeah.
We should have asked for more money. We should have asked for $100.
Is it too late?
Can we get him back on the show tomorrow and ask for more money? Phil, get me on the show tomorrow. We want $100.
Jim, we're just talking about Sony. They've created a special helmet that they reckon apparently translates what mosquitoes are saying to each other.
Yeah.
Very flash. Very flash.
I mean, it seems like a lot of waste of money.
Well,
I mean,
it's called the Superception Headlight System, and it basically what it does, it enhances your hearing and your vision when you're around mozzies, and apparently to the point where you can kind of understand what they're saying to each other.
When I'm around mosquitoes, you know, at a barbecue, I'm not thinking, geez, I wish I had a translator. I'm thinking, geez, I wish I had some AeroGuard.
Yeah, slap them off. Yeah. And if you worry what mosquitoes are saying to each other, it's a boring barbecue. Talk to your friends. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you say things. Oh, I love you, buddy.
Jimmy and I, we've got some contacts at Sony. We managed to get our hands on the ad for this mosquito translator, and this is the official first play on radio. Here it is.
Using Sony's mosquito translator, we can tell exactly what mozzies are saying. Whether you're at your mate Gary's barbecue...
Hey, Gazza, I'll chuck the snags on now. Ah! Ah! Bloody mozzies. Wish I knew what they were saying.
I want your blood, 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 I want your blood.
You're in your bedroom trying to get some sleep.
Ah, ouch! Get away, what do you mosquitoes want?
I want your blood, 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 I want your blood.
Your friend Tom has invited you to go fishing.
Hey Tommy, the fish are biting. Ah! What do you want?
I want your blood, 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 I want your blood.
And finally, you might be backpacking through the South American jungle.
Damn, I just can't seem to escape these mosquitoes. Still can't figure out what they want.
El cuero sense gay, el cuero sense gay, el cuero sense gay, el cuero sense gay, el cuero sense gay.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry, that's Portuguese. I want your blood, 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 I want your blood.
Jim, I'm going to come straight out and say it. 13 12 16, give us a call. Are you a parking officer? Or do you know a parking officer? Because I need to apologise. I need to apologise to parking officers in Hobart because I did something that I'm not very proud of over the weekend. I was at the gym on the treadmill, and you know at Anytime Fitness, our treadmills, when we're on them, they're facing the window.
You can see outside. Yeah.
So I was running on the treadmill, not doing much. And
I'd say walking at a fast pace.
And brisk walk, a light jog. And I saw a parking officer doing their job, putting a ticket on a car.
Yeah.
On two cars, two consecutive cars. And I don't know what...
I'd say their job isn't putting tickets on cars. Their job is to check if cars are paid. But they don't wake up in the morning and go, woo, how many tickets am I going to give out today?
And to be fair, I watched him. He did check. He checked his timer and he put the tickets on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not a very controversial person and I don't know what came over me, but for some reason I just got this wave of anger in protection of these cars and the people who own these cars.
Not your car.
Not my car. No. Nothing to do with me. Yeah. No. And as he put the tickets on the car, he looked up at me.
Yeah.
Running on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And I flipped in the bird. Gave him the finger.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. But it just came... Now, I don't know if... I don't think he saw, because I think the reflection, and he didn't react or anything.
No,
so.
You can definitely... You can see, you know, I've been... You can definitely see you.
But my running is... There's other things to be looking at than me giving the finger.
Maybe he didn't think you were running. You were having a stroke. Your fingers... Help! Short of breath.
So we may not have noticed it.
But why? But why? But why?
I don't know. This is the problem. I think I just got... Because, you know, I'm not a controversial person. And I just got defensive of these cars. I'm like, what if these people have just run in and forgot to put money in?
Yeah, but I mean, the guy's doing his job, mate.
I know. And this is why I feel so bad. And this is why I need to apologise.
Well, it's not even about apologising. You just shouldn't do that. What if...
I know, I shouldn't do it.
But you did do it.
I know, which is why I'm apologising. Sometimes you make mistakes in
life. It's not a mistake. You've chosen to give this guy the bird. Mm. He's just doing his job.
I know.
What if someone walked past our studio and just gave you the bird as they walked past?
And I feel horrible. I feel I've lost sleep.
So no, just because you feel bad about it doesn't mean it's okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. It's not okay at all. I need to apologise. That's why I'm asking 13, 12, 16.
Or we remove both your middle fingers so you can't do it again. There's a radio challenge. Hey, Jimmy removes those fingers.
Hey, what's Stumpy doing?
No, look, I will. I'm not. Yeah, I didn't know you did this. Yeah. I'm upset.
Yeah.
You can't be walking around,
and
mate.
I feel horrible. Feel horrible.
So I leave you alone for 1 second. We're together 24 hours a day usually. For the 1 minute I leave you alone, you flip someone off.
And so this is the conclusion. I don't run on the treadmill anymore.
Maybe, you know, I don't want to give you an excuse, but you were giving the treadmill the finger because you're not used to doing cardio. That was
No, I was giving the parking inspector the finger. 13, 12, 16, I need to give an apology to parking inspectors out there because he was just doing his job. So give us a call.
I know what you're telling me, mate. I know. You're the one who flipped him a bird. That's Havana. Camila Cabello, Young Thug on Hit. It's Jimmy. Sorry, I don't usually come off the songs. It's the first time for everything. The reason I am speaking, and it's not Nath, is if you are just joining us, I've banished Nath out of the studio. I've actually sent him onto the street because Nath just told me a story about how he flipped the bird to a parking officer while he was running at the gym on the treadmill. Could see the parking officer outside. He's flipped in the bird. Now, this is really upsetting to me because it's just not good enough. This guy's doing his job, and Nath flipped in the bird. Now, we've asked someone to call 13, 12, 16 if they are a parking officer. Nath could apologise to them, but no one has called, so I've sent Nath outside onto the streets. Nath, are you there, mate?
Hello, Jim. Yeah, it's very freezing out here as well, so I'm getting a double punishment being sent outside because it's cold.
Yeah, good, mate, good, because I'm upset at you. Now, the reason I've sent you outside is no parking officers called, but in Hobart you do see a lot of them. They're always floating around the streets. I've sent you outside the Hit offices. Can you see any parking officers?
I think I can see a blue shirt like a few hundred metres away, but like too far for me to run.
Why are you running on the treadmill? That's what you're practicing for. This is your moment to go run towards him.
Practicing so I can go up and apologise. Oh, no, he was just wearing a blue shirt. No, he's not actually a parking inspector.
Just somewhere. All right, well, what I'm proposing, Nath, you're out there. You know, you flip the bird at someone. You've done the wrong thing. You need to issue an apology just out to everyone. So hopefully someone out in the street can hear this. So I just sort of want you to yell an apology. How does that sound?
To everybody so they can pass it on to possible parking inspectors.
Well, I mean, yeah, parking inspectors, parking officers, they hang outside. You are outside. I'm assuming someone will hear it and pass on the message.
Okay. I'll issue an apology. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is that it?
Well, what else did you want?
Well, you got to say what you're sorry for.
Oh, okay. Sorry, parking inspectors, for flipping the bird whilst I was running on the treadmill. Wasn't needed. I feel super bad.
Okay, maybe a bit louder.
Louder?
Yeah.
Someone's going to think I'm cuckoo.
Well, you are. You flipped a parking inspector off. A bit louder.
Parking inspectors, I'm sorry for flipping the bird. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, just a bit louder. Just one more time.
Louder again?
Yeah,
it's
at the
raining.
Top of your lungs, mate. I don't believe you're sorry. I need to believe you're sorry.
I'm really sorry. Flipping the bird.
Yeah, that'll do.